Well, I suppose it was more or less what was expected. The company now has, as a result of yesterday's meeting of creditors, has gone officially into liquidation. A liquidator has been appointed, and I suppose his first task is to ascertain what are the assets of the company, what are the liabilities of the company. I understand as well that the first call on the assets would be to the revenue commissioners, and then the workers come after that and the ordinary creditors. But the priorities that we would have at the moment, and I'm sure probably and certainly the department would have, is number one, to look after the interests of the former employees who were there for a number of, for quite a number of years.
How do you expect that to be done?
Well, certainly it's going to take some time, and it's depending on the assets. But this only happened late yesterday evening, and I am arranging to meet with the Department of the Environment here sometime this morning, as soon as we can, to see what report has. There was a representative of the department there at the meeting. He'll be reporting back to the PUBL and to the minister, and we just have to do everything possible to make sure that their interests are looked after, number one, and secondly, that the services that were being provided by MFG, whether it was transport or insulation or whatever else, there were quite a few services provided. You must understand that they were an independent, commercial, limited company that are governed by very strict and controlled company laws in this country, and everything's got to be done by the book. But the department and the minister is concerned, as I am myself, that their interests are looked after and that their schemes are resumed. But we cannot act outside the law.